From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. Detroit's big three automakers are about as fond of congressional mandates as campers are of mosquitoes. Congress is pushing for measures to reduce dependence on foreign oil. Car makers aren't happy about tougher mileage standards in the new energy bill before the Senate. But Detroit does like the call for more homegrown fuels, such as ethanol. To start our report on energy matters, NPR's David Wellna has this story.
Thanks to extensive experience in Brazil, where many cars run entirely on ethanol, American automakers are old hands at making vehicles that can withstand the normally corrosive effects of alcohol-based fuels. Sue Siski is Ford Motor Company's vice president for environmental engineering.
We believe Congress should enact incentives to encourage the manufacture, distribution, and availability of renewable fuels and the production of flexible fuel vehicles.
At a Capitol Hill news conference, Siski declared Ford is committed to making more of these vehicles, including ones that can use the 85% ethanol fuel mix known as E85.
Last November, we told the president that we stand ready to make half our annual vehicles produced flexible fuel vehicles for E85 or biodiesel by the year 2012. And that would mean millions more vehicles capable of running on domestically produced renewable fuel.
This was not quite a conversion on the road to Damascus, says Bob Dineen. But Dineen, who heads the Renewable Fuels Association, says Detroit has shown a lot more interest of late in expanding production of flexible fuel vehicles, which can run on either gasoline or ethanol.
There's no question that the domestic auto manufacturers, led by GM and Ford and Chrysler, have had a much greater commitment to the development of flexible fuel technology and biofuels over the past couple of years. Now, I think they've seen it as a place where they've shown leadership, and they're responding to consumer interest in domestically produced fuels.
But others are far more skeptical of Detroit's true motives.
The real challenge with the auto industry's support for ethanol is that so far they've been using it to avoid increasing fuel economy.
So says the Union of Concerned Scientists David Friedman, who's an expert on alternative fuel vehicles. He explains that auto companies get credit for better mileage if a vehicle can run on ethanol. The problem, according to Friedman, is that virtually all flex fuel vehicles actually run on gasoline, since ethanol's so hard to find.
Ford, Chrysler, and GM sell tens of thousands of these flex fuel vehicles, and many people don't even know that they could run on ethanol. And yet they can lower their fuel economy requirements by 1.2 miles per gallon.
But the renewable fuel industry's Dineen thinks Detroit has more reasons to back biofuels than simply meeting the current corporate average fuel efficiency standards known as CAFE.
I think that their commitment to this is real, and it's not cynical, and it's not tied to CAFE. I think they want to see these vehicles and this technology move forward.
And Ford Siski says the tougher CAFE standards proposed in the energy bill are not the way to go.
The levels that are set right now would, nobody can get there. When I'm speaking for the alliance of automobile manufacturers, including Toyota, General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, there's nobody that can meet those targets right now.
If the bill's approved as it stands now, half the cars made 5 years from now will all have to be flex fuel vehicles. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.